USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As everyone awaits Robert Mueller's report to be released, President Trump before leaving for Mar-a-Lago Resort.
It's just a continuation of the same witch hunt. They know it, and behind closed doors, they laugh at it. It's just a continuation of the same nonsense.
The president says he's unsure when the complete report will be finished, but calls it a complete waste of time. Several of the Democratic presidential candidates are skipping APEC, the pro-Israel conference, after a progressive group called on them to boycott the event. Democrats running for their party's presidential nomination in 2020 are staying away from next week's APEC conference in what progressive groups see as a shifting sign of the political tide. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all suffered their worst trading day since January 3rd of this year. The Dow lost 460 points to close at 25,502. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
An Indonesian airline is canceling a nearly $5 billion order for Boeing's 737 MAX jetliner. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
An official for Garuda Airlines saying its passengers have lost confidence in the aircraft after over 300 people died in two crashes in less than 5 months, one last October in Indonesia and one earlier this month in Ethiopia. The airline had ordered 50 of those types of planes in 2014. It had only taken delivery of one so far, but it's telling Boeing it doesn't want the other 49. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Convicted felons in Tennessee may soon have their voting rights restored thanks to a bill awaiting a full House floor vote. The proposed legislation would restore the right to vote for around 320,000 people who have felony convictions. The bill would also simplify the voter registration process for felons and remove the requirement that they be up to date on their child support payments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In some of his most revealing comments on why he decided against running for president in 2020, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg cited his age, but he also took aim at some of the progressives in the Democratic Party.
And I've assembled a team already to go. At some point, you've got to say, look, I would be 79 years old when I took office. To start a four-year job, maybe an eight-year job at age 79, may not be the smartest thing to do. But I think if I thought I could win, I would have. I just couldn't see a path where I could get the nomination and to spend the next year and a half, 2 years of my life campaigning. But it's just not going to happen on a national level for somebody like me starting where I am, unless I was willing to change all my views and go on what CNN called an apology tour.
A majority of Americans feel that circus animals are rarely treated well and support a ban of using wild animals in circuses. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
The Monmouth University poll found 54% of those surveyed would favor a law to prohibit the use of wild animals in circuses, while 34% would oppose such a law. The poll also revealed 74% of politically self-described liberals would support the prohibition. Meanwhile, a majority of Americans believe wild animals in aquariums, zoos, safari parks, and in marine parks are usually well-treated. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. With a freeway interchange in the heart of downtown Washington City being recommended as a preferred solution for area traffic woes, some residents are considering the project a done deal at this point. Failing to yield on a left turn resulted in a two-vehicle crash at the intersection of Red Hills Parkway and Skyline Drive yesterday afternoon. Conservation groups sued the U.S. government yesterday over a new agreement that will allow Utah to take water from the Flaming Gorge Dam. And the intersection of West Sunset Boulevard and North Dixie Drive was the scene of a two-vehicle crash yesterday that ended with minor injuries, traffic delays, and extensively damaged vehicles after one driver failed to yield on a left turn. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, partly cloudy, then clearing today, 60. Clear tonight, then partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, then clear, 65. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
When it comes to politics, I'm well past the tinfoil hat stage. I need a good helmet for the banging my head against the wall stage. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Our forebears came not for gold, but mainly in search of God and the freedom to worship in their own way. We've been a free people living under the law with faith in our Maker and in our future. I've said before that the most sublime picture in American history is of George Washington on his knees in the snow at Valley Forge. That image personifies a people who know that it's not enough to depend on our own courage and goodness. We must also seek help from God, our Father and Preserver.
I love that clip, don't you? Thought that was great. In fact, we'll be talking about George Washington today. That's why I played it. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Glad that you are listening in and hope you're doing well. So Investigator Dave, who moved on me, actually will be joining the show next week. We're going to be talking about active service. We're going to be talking about medical testing. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff next week, going down the rabbit hole pretty far. So it's going to be really a fun show next week. Just wanted to give you a heads up that Investigator Dave will be back next week talking about that. He'll be visiting the show. And all kinds of good stuff going on. I'm going to be interviewing Brad Meltzer in just a few minutes. We'll be bringing him on the show, and that's going to be a lot of fun today because he's written the History Channel, you know, Decoding History, and all kinds of different books. I'll get to his bio in just a second, but he wrote this book that was released, I think, a few months back, and it's the plot to kill George Washington, the first conspiracy involving George Washington, and the thing that people don't realize that there was a plot to do this. And so he'll be coming on and we'll be talking about that right after the break. And I just wanted to go through just a little bit on some news that's happening right now. So before we get to Brad, and then in the last hour, I've got a couple of professors coming on. They're going to be talking about all kinds of issues, families, the Me Too movement, all kinds of different things and some of their takes. It'll be interesting. So, and also the law. Very interesting, some of the stuff going on with law and the funnel of money to judges and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, we'll get there. So I know that you've probably been watching the news, and that is that the Mueller report is coming out today. The funniest thing about this to me is that there was no prosecution, so this is a summary report to say, well, yeah, we've spent money and millions of dollars and all this time, and we strung this out, and we're laughing about this behind closed doors, but here's a little report so that you know we didn't waste every second of our time, but this is to kind of make us look okay without having to say that we knew the entire time that this wasn't going on. That's what the report is. That's why this whole thing is so stupid. It's on Document Dump Day, which it's Friday, Document Dump Day. And also it is because they have to make something big out of this, right? He's got to have this landing moment where obviously we knew all along. We could have said this and we did say it 2 years ago and a year and a half ago and a year ago. But there are people with a very strange syndrome who really do believe. They really do believe, and the media has done a good job and the politicians in lying about it. That something so incredible occurred that Russia was able to come into our elections. They didn't gain anything from it, of course, but they were able to influence, as we're influencing everyone else's elections. Just makes sense, doesn't it? I'd like to see some laws against us. I'd like to see some laws against our involvement in others. In fact, the House even passed sanctions on Russia because of this, even though there was no trial. There's no charges. There's no evidence. There's no collusion. Nothing. To the tune that Washington, you know, because everyone deals a little bit or cares a little bit about, you know, others' elections. We care a whole lot. In fact, we'll demonstrate a coup. We'll put our guy in when we don't want the results of an election. That's how sweet we are sometimes. So so this whole Bread and Circuses Act is, it's so ridiculous that they actually had, they felt like they have to give a report today. And the report is nonsense. Because there was nothing. So anyway, there's that. So I was kind of chuckling about this. And next week, we'll talk a little bit more about China, what's going on in China, why we're on an island, why we're doing a lot of training on this island very close to China, why we've sort of seized it. Why is Taiwan seeking to buy 100 U.S. main battle tanks? All kinds of stuff going on globally. And I realize this. And we'll be talking more about that next week. But I was sort of looking at some of these headlines, and some of these headlines are very, very, well, let's just say they're interesting. When you get to AOC, you know, our favorite dimwit from the left, the bar that she worked at shut down because of the $15 minimum wage hike that she supports, the bar that she worked at, the only thing she's qualified to do. Basically shut down. I thought that was kind of funny, and I just wanted to share a laugh with you on a Friday. She was actually quietly removed, too, from the group. I wasn't at the casting call group, Justice Democrat. She actually was removed from that, from the hierarchy of that. Kind of interesting, too. You know, she answered a casting call among 10,000 people, and she got the role. And if we don't really start understanding, I think, that in America now, the role of congressperson can be so manipulated. And I don't mean the kind of manipulation, if we get this guy in, he'll be okay with what's going on. He'll buy into it, and he'll do what we want him to do. I'm not talking about just that, which has been going on for decades. I'm talking about the overt casting call. This is a production. And they're going to take our, with our money behind us, they're going to take our message and get it out. And they don't have a message of their own. They're only subject to what those forces are going to tell them to do. We're now so overt about it. It's in everyone's face now. And can you imagine the casting call thing years ago? No, because now we know it's so corrupt that we're actually just, they're just patting themselves on the back, and it's very public. We don't need Manchurian candidates. It's out in the open. That provides some level of secrecy behind it. No, forget that. We're onward to the out in the open. We have bought and sold this person, and they're ours. So there you go. Also, the former staffer at the Southern Poverty Law Center says it's a money-making scam. You think? So I thought I'd share that with you. It's called, that should have been reported on. Hasn't this been obvious for a long time? Newscast. So anyway, yes, there are staffers that come out and finally say the truth. But you know what? We've known this for a long time. We've known that they're anti-liberty, anti-freedom, and embrace anything that means control and force and socialism. And they'll back. And who cares? It's the SPLC. Who cares about this entity? Why are they given so much clout? The only reason they have clout is because the media gives them clout. So that's why. And it's ridiculous. Yes. Booker came out and said, I feel like I should be playing clown music when I'm talking about all this. Booker comes out and says, GOP policies literally kill people. Okay. Both sides' policies are literally killing us, killing us slowly, killing us mentally, killing us in the matters of psychology, killing us in all kinds of different ways. This guy is such a joke. I just wish somebody would duct tape him. So we have this parade of nonsense. We've got a lot of stuff going on globally, global moves. We have North Korea, kind of a reversal on North Korea. So that's going to be interesting to watch over the weekend. And maybe we'll address that on Monday's show, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of a lot to do there. And then also, as I was discussing locally before the show started, you know what? In Indiana, they're actually doing drills where the teachers have to get on their knees and not fight, and execution style be plummet, you know, be totally custed with pellets. That sounds fun, right? And they're doing this for no apparent reason. For the last 20 years, if you actually look at the real numbers, I've said this many times on the show because people still don't believe it, the actual shooting deaths in schools over the span of 20 years, two decades, the last 20 years, we've had under 330 deaths all the way to college. And those are unfortunate. But if I were to ask you how many deaths happened because of a school shooting, which you really could be struck by lightning twice before you'd ever be involved in an actual school shooting, not a false flag, but an actual school shooting, let's just say it. And that's even including some that are thought to be the other. But if you round up all those numbers, you're still looking at under 330. You would say, if I asked you, probably it's happening in the hundreds of thousands. And I think kids out there, because of our suggestive programming in this matter, this kind of training coming into the schools, they're teaching us that it's around every corner, and that don't question when it comes to you. Don't even question whether it's a false flag. Just take it. Just take it, and end of story. Boy, I don't like that. We're in a troublesome state if this is where we're at right now, if this is the direction we're in. So this kind of training where they're able to fire all these at them, tell them not to fight, don't fight. You know what? The only training we ever need in America is for citizens, regardless of whether you're on a school campus or not. Guess what? You have a God-given right to carry a firearm and defend yourself and the others around you. So use it. Use it. These training programs are ridiculous. All they teach you to do is stand there, take it, and that guns are bad. Thank you, Steve from New Jersey. Guns are bad, and you should just deal with that. And that, you know, you just might have to just be subject to the bad guy with a gun, but no, you can't have one of your own. That's what we're being taught. It's very socialist. It is a great way to disarm America, is to constantly teach us and tell us that we have zones in which you do not have your God-given rights. I'm sorry, that's just total BS. You have your God-given right, use it. You don't have to broadcast it. You don't have to tell anyone. But this is ridiculous that we're in a state of your God-given rights are trumped out by a zone in America, in this very country, in which you're not allowed to use that. So the only kind of training I ever want to see is teachers that are trained. So we're going to get to Brad. We're going to get to Brad Meltzer, and we're going to talk about his book. We're going to talk about this conspiracy to kill George Washington, why he wrote it, what took him down that road. It's very fascinating. He's been writing for a long time, and it'll be interesting to get his take on these kinds of events in history. How does he make the choice on what to write about? That's what I'd like to know. How does he decide? Is there a political correctness factor in what we decide to write about or talk about? Well, sure. I'll answer that. My hand's raised. Be right back with author Brad Meltzer.
The 2018 Lincoln Continental is one drive you're sure to remember, with standard dynamic torque vectoring, all-wheel drive, and up to 400 horsepower. How about Lincoln Continental's lane-keeping system, blind spot detection, adaptive cruise control, and multi-contour seating? It's a drive you'll remember, and one you'll wish to repeat. Right now, up to $12,000 in total savings from MSRP of $47,185. At Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. In stock only financing through Lincoln AFS OAC. See dealer for details.
Camping World's 7th Annual Open House is here. March 22nd and 23rd only at Camping World in St. George. Enjoy family entertainment,
raffles,
prizes,
and huge discounts on new RVs.
This is your opportunity to save huge on your next RV. Plus, enjoy a free lunch catered by Lonnie Boys Barbecue from 11 to 1 during our biggest event of the year. It all happens at Camping World's 7th Annual Open House, March 22nd and 23rd on Hilton Drive at Camping World in St. George.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy wants to be your partner in wellness.
Pre-packaging is just one of the services that sets Stuckey Family Pharmacy apart. If you take several medications, vitamins, or supplements each day, it can get confusing. With pre-packaging, all your pills will be organized by day and time. Just rip off the pack and you're set. Ask about the free pre-packaging next time you stop by Stuckey Family Pharmacy.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy, your partner in wellness. Off Telegraph near Kohl's or at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com.
Hi, it's Justin from the Mattress Store in Washington, next to Best Buy. And guess who walked in today? Carl Lamar.
Hey, Justin, I need a new mattress. The one I got just ain't cutting it for me anymore. I was test resting beds at your Bloomington store. You know where that's at, in Bloomington, next to Walmart. And I fell in love with the Tempur-Pedic. You know which one I chose?
The ProAdapt Hybrid by Tempur-Pedic.
How did you know? I look like a hybrid kind of guy, don't I?
I thought it was the perfect fit for you. The hybrid could be the perfect fit for you, too.
Stop by the Mattress Store today, because remember, nobody beats a mattress store. Nobody!
With the changing temperatures, heating and cooling systems can struggle to keep all areas of your house comfortable, like your bonus rooms, garage, enclosed patios, master bedrooms, casitas, and more. Air Care professionals can help these troubled areas with their Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating ductless system, offering individual comfort control to a more personal, defined space. Purchase a system from Air Care Professional this month and get up to $300 off and 0% equipment financing options OAC. Call 628-2423 or online at aircarepros.com.
Bedrock Quartz, hands down, is the countertop company you need when hitting your deadlines. Their pricing is competitive, the quality is top-notch, and the service is excellent. Everyone we dealt with was knowledgeable, professional, and courteous. Even with all the questions we contractors have, it was clear that even the installers had customer service training and practiced it. Cleanup? What cleanup? We didn't even know they had come, except the client's countertop was installed and done on time. Call Bedrock Quartz today or visit bedrockquartz.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commission even when you lose your money? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Safe money accounts can provide bonuses of up to 20%, participation in stock market gains, and minimum guaranteed growth of up to 7.5% for up to 20 years with a guaranteed lifetime income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for the Safe Money Radio Show on KZNU every Friday at 5 to 6 p.m. drive time. You can also call Lyle Boss now for your free customized safe money information kit and a 115-page safe money book. Call 1-855-355-SAFE. That's 855-355-7233.
Get incredible savings now during Kia Spring Savings Time at Findlay Kia. And save you will with awards that leave the competition in the dust. 2019 Kia Sorento now has rebates up to $5,000. If it's a sedan you want, look no further. Because Kia Optimus styling is exhilarating inside and out. And right now, get up to $3,000 in rebates on 2019 Kia Optima. Get incredible savings now during Kia Spring Savings Time at Findlay Kia on the savings side of the freeway. Findlay Kia St. George.
Don't miss out on the active life on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 AM, KZNU. Every Thursday afternoon from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life will help you get the most out of your life. The Active Life is all about the senior community, full of motivational stories, inspiring moments, and people who add the gold to the golden years. Tune in every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to The Active Life, right here on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU. The Active Life is brought to you by the Huntsman World Senior Games.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
A life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow.
Hi there, welcome back. listening to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com, and you can go there for SoundCloud. So we're on iTunes. We're all over the place. Kate on the Blaze on Twitter, and of course the Kate Daly Show on Facebook. You can go there as well. And you know, we get to interview a lot of interesting guests, and this is the part of the show that I absolutely love the most. About 400 guests a year, from Ron Paul to Dinesh D'Souza to you name it, comes on the show. It's a lot of fun, and I love talking to authors that have written very interesting books, because I love to read. I read a lot of books. I know this gentleman writes a lot of books. He's been very, very busy, and I'm excited to have him on. Brad Meltzer, welcome to the show.
So great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And, you know, this book is very, very fascinating, very intriguing. First Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill George Washington. This is your first nonfiction foray, would you say?
Yeah, I've spent my days, people know me for writing thrillers and mysteries, mm-hmm. and murdering people every day. and some people may know me from the History Channel, our yes. TV shows Decoded and Lost History, but in all the years I've been doing this, this was the first story that captured my attention to say it's time to do a real nonfiction story.
Oh, I love it. I have so many questions for you, too. Your books include The Inner Circle, The Book of Fate, The Escape Artist. Of course, you mentioned The History Channel, Decoded, Lost History, all kinds of things. You were even a graduate of University of Michigan, Columbia Law School. And your first published work was The Tenth Justice. It became an instant New York Times bestseller, and you've obviously written so many books. So you've got to check out Brad's books. But this book is intriguing, and I think going into this nonfiction, tell us what inspired this, because this came from Joseph Ellis, correct?
Yeah, what happened was is I found this story almost a decade ago in the least likely of places, but the place where great secrets always hide, mm-hmm. which is in the footnotes.
Sure.
And I saw those words, you know, there was a secret plot to kill George Washington. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is this real? Is this fake? What's the story? And it was real. And just to be clear, let's set it up. In 1776, there was a secret plot to kill George Washington. When George Washington found out about it, he gathered those responsible. He built a gallows. He took one of the main conspirators, and he hanged him in front of 20,000 people,
Whoa.
The largest public execution at that point in North American history. And I love this story, but I'd never heard of it before. So I went to Joseph Ellis, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, wrote one of the great George Washington biographies. Mm-hmm. And I said, do you know this story? Because I've never heard anything of it.
Sure.
And he said he knows the story. It's a story about George Washington's spies. And he warned me right there, as he said, you can find right now exactly how many slaves George Washington owned. He said, but you'll never, Brad, find all of his spies. What you're looking for, he told me, will forever be elusive. And he said, but you got to try. If you try and you succeed, you get a great book. And at the very least, you have an adventure. And I love having an adventure. And that's where the first conspiracy was born.
Interesting, because I know the Culper Spy Ring. Brian Kilmeade was on the show, Fox and Friends, and he had his book. We've interviewed a lot of authors on different parts of that spy ring, but that spy ring seems to be known. The other spies, not so much, right? So
And you know, and I, in fact, Brian's a dear friend. Mm-hmm. He actually blurbed. His name is on the back of the first conspiracy. He loved this book and wrote us a beautiful blurb for it. And he and I, you know, I wrote a book about the Culper Spy Ring as well in one of my fictional novels. We always wind up talking about that. But even he said to me, I'd never heard the story. And, you know, the thing about this story is there's all these details you'll see in the book that we never knew. So George Washington had his own private bodyguards, which mm-hmm. I never knew.
Yeah.
And he had asked all of his top regiments, he said, give me your four best men. He wanted what they called drilled men, the best of the best. And George Washington personally narrowed down to about 50 men, a group that they called, some called them the General's Guard, some called them the Commander's Guard, but the name that stuck was this name, the Lifeguards, because part of their job was to guard George Washington's life.
The Lifeguards?
And these were the men who turned on him. These were the men who were plotting to kill him.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. And
yeah, one of the first things, just to go to the spy ring part, one of the first things George Washington does when he gets wind of this is he creates his own secret investigation team. And he, you know, it comes before the Culper Ring, before any of the other spy rings he has.
Mm-hmm.
He puts a man named John Jay in charge. John Jay later will grow up and be the first Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point in time, it's just a secret committee. They call it actually the Committee on Conspiracies. Mm-hmm. And George Washington has a secret committee on conspiracies. And John Jay, who's in charge of it, they're knocking on doors. They're interrogating people, pulling them out of their houses in the middle of the night, trying to figure out what's going on. What they're really doing in the process is they're building America's first counter-espionage ring.
Hmm.
And in fact, I can tell you, you know, people will say all the time that the precursor to the CIA is the OSS.
Yes.
Not in my mind. If you actually look backwards, it goes right here to this moment in the plot to kill George Washington. And in fact, right now, in CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, there is actually a room that is dedicated to John Jay, who they call the founding father of counterintelligence. And it all stems from this moment in history.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. And so what was the first misstep? What was the first misstep that led to knowing that this was about to happen or that this was being conspired about?
Yeah, what happens is it's an amazing story. You know, one of the things we do with our heroes is we dip them in granite and we hold them up and we build statues of them and we say that they're all perfect. You know, mm-hmm. we tell the story that the Revolutionary War, you know, we joined forces. We were a ragtag group of patriots who dreamed of democracy and held hands and we won the war against the greatest fighting force ever known, the British at the time. And it's a great story, but it's not the real story.
Hmm.
The real story is far more complex. And if you look at the thing, you know, we think we're a country that's divided today. Back then, in 1776, there were in New York City, there were nearly as many people on the British side, loyalists on the British side, as there were patriots on the American side. And it was the same in our own military. We had, you know, all these different regiments. We weren't one unit. We had regiments from Massachusetts, regiments from Connecticut, regiments, mm-hmm. you know, from all these different places. And they didn't get along either. They didn't wear the same uniform even. We didn't even dress the same. And there's a wonderful moment in the book when you read the first conspiracy where you see that the Massachusetts regiment sees that the Virginia regiment is wearing some frilly thing on their uniform,
mm-hmm.
and they come riding in together, and they get into this big fight, and George Washington goes racing into the fight. He leaps off his horse. He grabs two of the guys by the neck, and he's basically shaking them and saying, stop fighting with each other. We're on the same team. And that is what, you know, George Washington, there was no flag back then. George mm-hmm. Washington helped build it. He put his arms around this chaos and brought us together.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to remember, you know, we always tell the story like it was so easy to win the war. It was actually really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a more impressive story to me. And what I love, you know, you'll see in the book, we love to tell the stories, oh, we won the American Revolution. Like, it was hard. And the first battle that actually took place when the British invaded was in New York. It was the Battle of Brooklyn, 1776.
Mm-hmm.
And in that first battle, we didn't win. We got our butts kicked.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington got out-generaled. He didn't have the experience of the British generals. He had no idea what he was doing. He was just starting out. He gets pinned down by the British. He's got the British in front of him. He's got behind him the East River. And he's got nowhere to turn. He's, you know, this should be the end. This is where George Washington should die.
Mm-hmm.
But in that moment, George Washington does the best thing he always does, is he adapts. He plans a daring escape in the middle of the night. And what he does under the cover of fog, a fog rolls onto the East River. And in the middle of the night, they commandeer every boat they can find along the East River. And George Washington slowly starts putting his men aboard these little boats. But here's the key moment, is George Washington won't get on any of the boats until he makes sure that all of his men are safely away and safe first. They see him risking his own life for theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, leadership is not about being in charge. It's about taking care of those in your charge. And it's, I love that you get to see the secret plot to kill George Washington when you read this book, but I love just as much that you get to see the depth of George Washington's character.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they weren't perfect, like no one would ever be who's ever landed on this planet. But I do think that they were. There was a particular sort of ode to faith, ode to miracles, ode to things that had to have happened for us to
Providence.
Even yes, for us to even have America. There had to be so many miracles because we were up against the biggest force at the time. Seemed impossible, but these men had to have that type of goodness in which they allowed for Providence to intervene. Yes.
Yeah, and you know what, I think that you know, there's no question when you look back at what happened, you know, I mean, and in fact, just to go back to your original question, you know, I thought it was like good to kind of set the table for it, is that what happened that we found out about this is George Washington doesn't stop the plot to kill him. John Jay and the Secret Committee doesn't stop the plot to kill him. It actually happens because, and this is the part I don't want to read about the book, but you'll see that his own private bodyguards who were plotting to kill George Washington are sitting one day in the most unlikely place that no one will ever think of. And in that place is sitting another man, an ordinary person doing the most ordinary of things. And in that moment, he overhears what they're saying. And in that moment, all of history changes. That's how the plot gets found out. It's one of the great twists when you read The First Conspiracy. But again, you almost feel like there's a hand guiding all of history in this moment because, my God, all of history will be changed if it went the other way.
It had to have been. It had to have been. And it had to be those people that were invested, too, in creating America, in wanting the freedom, of religion and all of these things that we so desperately wanted to make sure that we owned the government, that the government didn't own us. And I think that's what's so fascinating about the work that you just did in going back to the story, because the sad part is that you had to dive in the cobwebs. These works are very difficult to find, are they not? It's very hard to find an older book. They're not published anymore.
Yeah,
no...
you know, it's an amazing thing you and I both know, but we should tell your listeners, right? They're in this magical place. It's called the library.
You know? That old thing of the past.
Granted. I mean, the funny thing is, so much of what we actually talk about is online. Uh-huh. You can actually find it online. The problem is no one wants to read it. It's old and boring.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't read it. And when we worked on this book, I love to picture myself exactly how you just said. I picture myself the same way that I'm like Indiana Jones and I crawl through the cobwebs and I unearth this stuff and I present it to you. But the beautiful part is what we were able to do when we wrote this book is go put George Washington to Google. You'll find a billion things. You'll never find it. One of the things we found is that there was this secret tribunal that tried the man who got hanged. There was that big hanging and they hanged that man, there was a tribunal. They had to give him a trial. And there was actually, we got so lucky here. Again, you feel like, you know, something's looking out for you, like someone's looking out for you, is there was a transcript of that trial. And once we found that transcript, now we had everyone's name and we knew everyone that was there. And that was the thing that cracked open for us. That's where the first conspiracy really got its best research. And once we had that, we can kind of build out from there and tell the full story.
Oh, I love this. So the book is, we're talking with Brad Meltzer right now, and the book is First Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill George Washington. And we're going to come back with Brad. I have a few more questions for him. As far as the pinpointing the material and what to write about and what makes these decisions for Brad, Brad has such a lengthy, well-known career. I think you've been on every show 10 times over as far as out there and talking about all of the different books that you've created and what drives you, what drives you to the information. We will be right back, more with author Brad Meltzer when we return. Kate Daly Radio, the Kate Daly Show, be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy wants to be your partner in wellness.
If you take several prescription supplements or over-the-counter medications every day, it can be a challenge. Minimize that stress by having all those pills pre-packed at Stuckey Family Pharmacy. Pre-packing provides several benefits. First, it's a free service. Having your prescriptions pre-packaged and delivered at no cost saves you time and stress. Plus, you never miss or forget a pill because they'll be pre-packaged not only by day but by time of day. Pre-packaging is also convenient. You can get a month's worth of medications at one time, delivered right to your door. And because all of this is monitored by your pharmacist, you can rest assured that your medications and their doses are completely accurate and free from pill interactions. Ask about the free pre-packaging next time you stop by Stuckey Family Pharmacy.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy, your partner in wellness. Off Telegraph near Kohl's or at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com.
2018 Lincoln Continental is one drive you're sure to remember. With standard dynamic torque vectoring, all-wheel drive, and up to 400 horsepower. How about Lincoln Continental's lane-keeping system, blind spot detection, adaptive cruise control, and multi-contour seating? It's a drive you'll remember and one you'll wish to repeat. Right now, up to $12,000 in total savings from MSRP of $47,185. At Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. In-stock only financing through Lincoln AFS OAC. See dealer for details.
Hey, this is Rick. I'm the owner of RVs. I'm here at this location every day. I'm here making all the decisions daily on everything that leaves this slot. Do you want to be just another number? Or do you want a prompt decision when it comes to purchasing your new or used RV, toy hauler, travel trailer, or fifth wheel? Come and see me, Rick, the owner, who is always on the lot at RVs. I'll make you a deal on anything on this lot except my wife. RV ZZ, small dealer, huge savings.
150 East, 1160 South, or RVZZ.com.
Quality Lenders.
Do you need cash right now? Since 2003, Quality Lenders has been providing you with the cash you need when you need it. At Quality Lenders, we understand that car repairs, medical bills, or other unexpected and unplanned expenses can happen to anyone. Quality Lenders is simply your best choice for those little financial hiccups. We keep it easy and affordable. There's never an application fee or a processing fee, and the faster you pay off the loan, the less it costs you. So if you need cash right now, apply online at qualitylendersinc.com or stop in. We are located on the corner of Bluff Street and St. George Boulevard. Si necesita dinero en efectivo, cuente con Quality Lenders.
Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y. Quality Lenders.
All right, Tango team. Quinn and I have been working on some new jingles for our four Southern Utah locations.
And here's what we have so far.
Nobody beats Tango. Nobody.
This is Quinn Allgood from Tango, your car wash for the people.
Tango Express Car Wash. Tango Car Wash.
A car wash for everyone. Tag-n-go.
When you hear the splash, think of Tag-n-go Car Wash.
I feel like those are already taken. But how about this? Tango Express Car Wash, with four locations and one coming soon near Costco.
At NewbieBuickGMC.com, your next car is just a click away. Avoid the hassle of the car lot shuffle at NewbieBuickGMC.com. You can easily search cars and trucks by make, model, and feature. Check out the complete lineup of 2019 GMCs and Buicks. Right now, you can get a savings of over $11,000 off MSRP on 2019 GMC 1500 trucks. And get special deals on GMC Acadias, heavy-duty Duramax diesel trucks, and Buick LaCrosse. All of them include manufacturer deals like select cash and bonus cash in addition to the already low newbie price. Call today and ask for me, Todd Johnson, and I will make your first car payment up to $500. You heard right. In addition to all the great deals and rebates Newbie has to offer, I am going to make your first car payment for you.
Shop online for your car anywhere you are. Go to NewbieBuickGMC.com for specials and daily updates. Experience car buying the newbie way at NewbieBuickGMC.com today. And don't forget, Todd Johnson is making your first car payment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kathleen Eubanks-Ming with the American Academy of Family Physicians. Bullies use power, strength, or popularity to hurt others emotionally or physically. And while you can't be with your child all the time, there are ways you can help. If your child encounters a bully, tell them to get to a safe place and tell an adult. You can also show them how to block online bullies. Teach them they can be more than a bystander and that they can help their peers. For more on bullying, visit familydoctor.org or talk with your family physician.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Sweet land of liberty, of the IC.
Anderson, one of my all-time favorite songs actually gets me a little emotional, if I have to tell you the truth. My Country, Tis of Thee. It's actually on my playlist. There's nothing like driving the lands of America and listening to that song, can I just tell you? We have author Brad Meltzer on, and Brad is he's a fantastic, fantastic author. So many works to his name. I would spend half the hour just going through his resume. And Brad has written the book, The First Conspiracy, The Plot to Kill George Washington. And it is fascinating because of how it went down, who it was, how it was saved. I mean, these are the miracles that I wish, Brad, that we would talk about all the time, and those things are missing. And I feel like they are that we only sort of hone in on certain stories, and the rest of the stories, because they're not talked about all the time, people think they're actual just conspiracies, that it's even a conspiracy story. And I wanted to see about that word conspiracy. What are your thoughts on that? Because as you're diving into this deep pool and finding these things, there are many facts that point out to these things. And so do you ever get backlash or from the things you're decoding?
You know, the funny thing is that we all today on our cell phones, we have access to the Library of Alexandria walking around in our pockets mm-hmm. every single day. Mm-hmm. But yet the hardest thing to find these days is the truth. Yeah. Right? Go put the word Freemason into Google. Watch what comes up. It'll take you 10 pages before you find something that's right. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing here, a plot to kill George Washington, or when we went looking, I got contacted by the family of John Wilkes Booth, who famously shot Abraham Lincoln. And they said to me, you know, through their lawyer, hey, we're the family of John Wilkes Booth. As you know, our relative shot Abraham Lincoln. And then 10 days later, every history book will tell you that he got shot and killed. But they want to tell you a different story. They said their relative John Wilkes Booth, actually, they shot the wrong man. Mm-hmm. Their relative got away. He took on a new name. They have proof of it. Would you like to hear our story?
Right.
Yes, I'd love to hear that story, right? You take that call.
Right.
And the truth is you know, you have to just find and do the homework yourself. But like I said before, most people just don't want to do it. And I love the fact that I've been lucky enough and blessed enough to be able to make this my living, to be able to take these stories. And sometimes we make fictional versions, and sometimes we make, we do the nonfiction version of it. But we always, I think the one thing people appreciated about our History Channel TV show, or certainly about the George Washington book, mm-hmm. Is that these stories reveal something about us.
Yeah.
They show us our best part. Show me your hero, and I will show you who you are. And these stories like George Washington, are just mm-hmm. vital for us to learn our national identity. And they do tell us the reason real great stories persist is not because they're just interesting, but because they reveal something about us.
Oh, I love that. Is there a line? Is there a line as far as information you've come across where you thought, wow, I don't know if anyone's ready for that. This is what I'm thinking. Can't really prove it, but there's enough stuff here. Have you ever reached a line like that where you thought?
Yeah, no, listen, I mean, we have in the book, there's a great moment where George Washington has mm-hmm. a housekeeper who mm-hmm. lives with him in his home, and her name is Mary Smith. Mm-hmm. And Mary Smith, in the midst of this entire conspiracy, the plot to kill George Washington, Mary Smith up and disappears in the middle of the night. And there are plenty of books that will tell you Mary Smith was in on it, that she was actually plotting to kill George Washington. She was going to poison him. They'll say that she was, some people will say she's a prostitute, that she was a woman of the, you know, lady of the evening. Like, there's all these theories. None of them can we prove, not a single one. And go put Mary Smith into Google. You'll have as much mm-hmm. luck as we did in trying to track her down. And we say, you know, to me, when we get to those moments, we're very honest in the books always. When you read The First Conspiracy, you'll see when we get to that story, we're like, listen, nobody knows right now what happened to Mary Smith. I can tell you my theory. I can tell you right. what I think, but I don't say that unless I can prove it. And that's a responsibility I take very seriously. And I feel like what I love, you know, a number of years ago, we did a TV show called Lost History, mm-hmm. and we went searching for lost historical artifacts. And I believe in people. And I said to the History Channel, I said, I want to tell the story of lost historical artifacts, and we'll ask people to help us find them. And we went looking for the 9/11 flag that the firefighters raised at Ground Zero. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, people don't, you know, we all know the photograph of the firefighters raising that flag at Ground Zero. People don't realize the flag went missing. And for a decade, it was gone. More than that. And we went on TV and we said, please, someone out there has it. Bring it back. I'll give you a $10,000 reward. And 4 days after our first episode aired, a man walked into a fire station in Washington State and said, I saw the show Lost History. This is the missing flag from 9/11. I want to return it. It took us the better part of a year to authenticate it. We worked with the former head of the FBI's Art Crimes Unit.
Wow.
And he said to me, you know, we authenticated this thing. We unveiled it on the 15th anniversary of 9/11 in the 9/11 Museum, where it's currently on display. Mm-hmm. One of the great moments of my life, one of the most humbling moments of my life. And why did it happen? Because people helped us. We reached out and people grabbed us and helped us. And I feel like it's the same here. So in the first conspiracy, we say we don't know what happened to Mary Smith. But I know this, is that somewhere, sooner or later, someone's going to read this book. And they're going to reach out to me and say, I'm the family of Mary Smith. She's right. My great-great-great-grandmother, and I want to tell you what happened to her. And that's how we're going to find the answer. And I love that that's how history always works. It's this story that keeps playing forward. And what future that hasn't happened yet, that's history, too. It's just history waiting to happen.
So true. So true. How do you usually pick your material? What drives that?
I pick it by what I love. I found this story nearly a decade ago, mm-hmm. and I couldn't shake it. I actually used it in one of my thrillers. I did a thriller about that was called The President's Shadow, and I used this story in The President's Shadow, but I couldn't shake the story. And I said, you know, when a story's with me for over 5 years, I know it's time for me to write the book. And, you know, for me, it's not just me. I know I'm not that special. I can tell you this story, which, you know, I'd be a fool if I didn't. And it shows you just how much these things connect with us. Is a few months back, I was in Kennebunkport, Maine. And I was there to honor Mrs. Barbara Bush, former First Lady Barbara Bush, who had passed away. She was a dear friend of mine. I'd done a lot of literacy work with her. And what I love about Mrs. Bush is she wanted everyone to learn how to read. She mm-hmm. thought that's, and it wasn't just, you know, it was whatever the color of your skin, wherever you're from, whether you were immigrant, whatever you were, you got to teach everyone to read. That's how you unlock the American dream. And I love her for that idea. And we were there to honor Mrs. Bush. At this point, President Bush, George H.W. Bush, is sick. We know he's going to die. Like, you know what's coming. And they told me that they were inviting President Bush's favorite authors to come in and read to him. And they asked me if I would read to him. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'd be honored. And I go into his office in Kennebunkport, Maine, and I walk in, and the Secret Service leave, and we know what's happening here, right? Mm-hmm. It's my wife, myself, President Bush, and his service dog, Sully, and we know it's the end. This is it. And the Secret Service had told us, the staff had told us, listen, he's just awake for about 10 minutes these days. You'll read to him about 10 minutes, he'll fall asleep. It's great, be my honor. And I get into the room in his office, and they've got a copy. He has about 5-6 books on his desk stacked up. And one of the books is a copy of The First Conspiracy. And I sent it to him almost a year ago because mm-hmm. He gave us a beautiful blurb on it. But this copy he has on his desk, it's like it's dog-eared. It's like it looks like it's been read so many times. And I say to him, I brought my own copy. I said, sir, you want me to read this, The First Conspiracy? He says, uh-huh. Not speaking at that point, but just say, mm-hmm. So I get to about 10 minutes in, and I read from my favorite chapter in the book. And you asked about finding my favorite story. I found this story, and I love this story. And it's the moment where George Washington reads and has read the Declaration of Independence to his troops for the very first time. Magical moment in history.
Mm-hmm.
And I get, as I'm reading the chapter, sure enough, he falls asleep. But I get to those words in the middle of the chapter, those words we all know. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And in that moment, President Bush's eyes pop open. Mm-hmm. He's locked on me like a laser, just has full clarity. And I get to the end of the chapter. It's like the words from the Declaration of Independence are his lifeblood. And I get to the end of the chapter, and I say, sir, you want to read another chapter? Mm-hmm. And then I read another one. You want to read another, sir? Mm-hmm. And another? Mm-hmm. And instead of being there for 10 minutes, mm-hmm. I'm there for a full hour nearly. And at the end, I got to say goodbye to him. I knew I was never going to see him again. Got to thank him. And to be able to read to mm-hmm. about the first president to, at that point, the oldest living president
mm-hmm.
was humbling. But I feel like when he passed, the one thing that I kept hearing from everyone when they wrote about him and spoke about him was this one word, decency, was the word they all used to describe him. Decency.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I know it's because he was such a decent man, but I think it's because as a culture today, as a people today, we're starving again for decency. Mm-hmm. You know, the way what we do today is we look on social media and we favor those who are good at calling attention to themselves, those who write in all caps and double exclamation points. You know, those people who say, look at me, I'm tired of that.
Mm-hmm.
I would much rather have the humble, the hardworking, those like President Bush, those like George Washington. You know, George Washington, when he was president, he didn't say that he had all the answers. Mm-hmm. The first thing he does when he gets command of the army is he buys a bunch of books on how to be a better general because he knows he's not the best at it. He has to get better. And I wish that we have that decency back. And to me, that's why I find the good story. I find that story, and I know I'm not that special, but when I love it, and I know others will love it too.
It's interesting. When you have a story in our history, like let's say JFK, and I know we only have a few minutes, but when you have JFK, huge story, a lot of America doesn't believe the narrative. Is this a story you take on? Is this, at what point when enough people question or have those feelings, hey, what we weren't told, I don't think, it just doesn't sit right. Does that also propel a story?
Do you, take you know what? What propels me is when I see the story that everyone loves and I see the misinformation. You know, as JFK is a perfect example. You want to know who killed JFK? I'll give you this. This is a great way to end our talk. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. Right? Is you thought you were just going to get to talk about George Washington. Okay, so here it is. Ready?
Yeah.
In the 1960s, when JFK shot, we thought originally that those who killed him, we thought it was the Cubans, we thought it was the Russians, we thought it was the height of the Cold War. We thought it was, you know, the communists, it was our great enemies in the Cold War. And then the 70s come along, and Watergate happens, and distrust for the country happens, and the distrust for the government happens. Who do we think killed JFK? We thought it was the CIA, our own government did it. It was LBJ was in on it. And then you go to the 80s as the Godfather movies peak. Guess who killed JFK then? It was the mafia. It was the mob who did it. And decade by decade, if you want to know who killed JFK, it's always whoever America is most afraid of at that moment in time. What a conspiracy is always just a reveal and a revelation of our fears. Again, conspiracy, especially those one, the biggest ones, are just mirrors. And you hold them up. And you see what you're most afraid of. And I love taking on each of those and showing people, you know what, we may not think it, but there is real truth out there. And we have to stop taking the time and saying, well, I feel this way. I don't care how you feel. There are facts that happen. And we have to stop letting people in power on both sides of the aisle convince us that just feeling a certain way is actually the way we should be. We have to remember that there are real facts out there, and if we don't find them, we're going to be ruled by others. Because the only thing that the only people that benefit when we go by our feelings as opposed to actual real facts are those who want to keep the power that they're holding on to. That's how it's always been through history. It's how it will always be. And you know, I've been to, you know, I talked about this, my friend Brian Kilmeade. We talk about it all the time. Is, you know, history has to bring us back on track to those real facts.
And does history repeat? Because if you're looking at George Washington, look at who was part of this plot. Don't you think that would resurrect itself again and again in history?
Listen, yeah, of course. You know, history, there's a great Mark Twain quote that says, history doesn't repeat, but it sure does rhyme.
Interesting.
But the amazing part is, no, Mark Twain never said it, right? That's the great irony of it. Mark Twain never said it. It's attributed to him, but I looked it up. I tried to find it. He never actually said it, but it's a great story. And I think we have to look at these moments. You know, one of the things I love about this George Washington story and the plot to kill him is just how humble he is in the face of all this, just how amazing he is in the face of all this. And George Washington's greatest moment is not that he wins the war. It's not that he becomes the first president. It happens in the moment after we win the war, when it's all over and all the fighting's done. And the King of England says, well, what's George Washington going to do now? He could be the King of America. He was so popular, he could have easily been the King of America. And they tell King George that, you know what, he's actually going to go back to Mount Vernon. He's going to go back to his farm. And King George in England says, if he does that, he'll be the greatest man who ever lived. And that's exactly what George Washington does. And he does it again after his second term. He could have had a third term and been in power a third term. He was so popular. But instead, he has faith in us as a culture, faith in us as a country, faith in us as a people. And that's his greatest legacy.
Brad Meltzer, thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. The book is The First Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill George Washington. Brad, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I know he's got to go. He's got an interview to do. And thanks, Brad. You know, I look at the people responsible for George Washington. I think history does repeat itself, but that's just me. Interesting, isn't it? All right. I'll be right back. Talk about a host of issues when we come back. A big thank you to Brad for coming on. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show.
The 2018 Ford F-150 at Ken Garf St. George Ford sets the high standards for light-duty, full-size pickups with its lightweight yet high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy cab and bed. The 2018 Ford F-150 makes tough tasks look easy. F-150 outperforms every other truck in its class when hauling cargo in the bed or towing a trailer. No wonder the competition is always in a scramble to follow the leader. Just announced 0% APR for 72 months on a new 2018 F-150 Ken Garf St. George Ford. We hear you. On approved credit through Ford Credit Finance. See dealer for details.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commissions even when you're losing money? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for Safe Money Radio every Friday at 5 to 6 and Saturday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.